What's up, everybody? Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media. We're bringing you Hollywood's brightest stars and music's biggest names right here. I'm answering the call weekly. It's Hollywood Calling with Josh Grisham on the Branson Podcast Network and all major podcast platforms. It is Josh Grisham live on My 100.1 as we say good morning and welcome everybody in across the country and the world alongside Nerd Informants Media. We've got another great interview, and it's an opportunity for me to run it back, if you will. When the opportunity came up, the email came down, and I saw the name, I'm like, yes, please. A legendary career with over 154 credits. The numbers don't lie. He's one of the busiest guys on the scene today. Going back through his catalog, G.I. Jane, Ally McBeal, and Evan Almighty, Yes Man, Fred Claus, the Pitch Perfect series, Kath and Kim, Happily Divorced, The Legend of Korra, Great News, Big Hero 6, and Saved by the Bell. And he is pulling double duty on the Game Show Network. Please welcome the iconic and the ever amazing Michael Higgins. Welcome back, my friend.
Ooh, I love that introduction. Can you write all that down for me?
I can write it down, and I would even go into your overhead bag with you when you go on vacation, just so I can introduce you properly.
Can you fit under the seat in front of me?
Well, sure. You can stuff me under your seat anytime you want, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, we'll give it a try.
Yes, my pleasure. So, Game Show Network, man, there must be something in the water. But for me, you're just a very special guy. And you got Split, which is just a week removed from its season premiere. And Split Second is a really unique concept. Are you having fun?
Oh, I am. It's a really a great game. It's really fun to play. Even it's fun to host. I actually learn a lot every time I do one, do a show. Yes. I always walk away saying, wow, I just learned so many things. And unfortunately, I can never remember that. I get home to my wife and I'm like, did you know that? Wait a minute. I got that wrong. You know, so I love doing the show, and the contestants love doing it too. And you love watching it because it's very, you just can't believe how fast it goes. This half hour feels like about 8 minutes because it's just power packed with information, strategy, and it's just a lot of fun.
And Michael, if I can ask you as well, I mean, obviously I make that comment about there's something being in the water and over there at Game Show Network. Did they approach you to host Split Second while you were still working on America Says? How did that all come to be for you?
Yeah, well, America Says is still running on GSN. Oh, and I think, you know, they like the way I roll, you know, when I was hosting America Says, and we've gone five seasons so far, and it sort of worked out. So I think when they were developing this, they develop new shows all the time. And, you know, they try to get the host right, because the host is an important element. Yeah. And I guess with me, they had already sort of tested me in a way over five seasons of America Says. And they thought, well, maybe he'd be good on this show. So they threw it at me, and now I've got two. It's a real surprise to me that I've become not just a game show host, but a really busy game show host here late in my career. I'm having a great time.
No kidding. And when you look at it, I mean, it speaks to itself. Five seasons on America Says, 500 episodes. That alone is mind-numbing to me. But any executive there at the network could just take a look at your resume and know that when it comes to series, you are no stranger of that in your career. You add so much to a cast. And you're just that prolific platform when it comes to series. Why wouldn't anybody say yes to having you there? And the funny thing is about Split Second, you think about the pop culture in that and general interest trivia. What type of categories are we talking about with the new show?
Well, we range from almost all categories. We go into every. It's a little like Jeopardy, where it's like it's biology, it's history, it's popular entertainment, it's music, it's, you know, and we touch all types of bases. But we have a lot. The questions we ask are in interesting formats, and they're all very different. Sometimes we ask for a certain type of spelling. Sometimes we ask for, the catchphrases that you have to remember and things like that. So it's very rangy, the subject matter, and the contestants do great. They're eager and ready to go when they get onto the stage. And I'm always stunned at how well they play. I think if I were through myself at Split Second as a contestant, I would wipe out very quickly. I always think when I'm standing behind my podium and looking across the stage, I was like, better them than me. But I really do enjoy watching them do it. And I just like people. So I like hanging out with them. It's fun to play. It's fun to play games together. Frankly, it's what people do, and you know, for fun. And it's what I do for fun and work. I'm a lucky man.
And Michael, you made a very fun reference about coming home and spending time with your wife and kind of bringing the game show back with you when you go to home.
Yeah.
When it comes to the setup of the show, before you get rolling and you're into your first season, do they give you a chance? I mean, obviously the host is one thing. Do they give you a chance to actually play the game as a dry run to really get that feel and vibe? What is that like kind of prepping and getting ready?
Yeah, there's a lot of prep necessary because we have to sort of hone the game show. We have to make sure that that there's no edges that stick out in the format and things that are tricky. And, oh, what if the person gets it wrong, but then gets the next one right and then gets the wrong, you know, these scenarios you have to play out. Ties, that sort of thing. So, and what we do is we rehearse it with in-house. So basically three TAs, you know, or the person who's the receptionist at one of the game show network buildings, you know, we'll bring them into the conference room and say, you play the game. Let's see how you do. Right.
Yes.
So, we just sort of run, you know, the janitor, pull them in and have them play, you know. So it's great because anybody should be able to play. And so we have real people in the building. We make them play sometimes.
That is awesome. That is awesome. We're right up against it. I know you've got a very busy tour this morning. I've got like a minute to go. But first things first, I just want to say to you, my friend, it was an easy yes when I had the second opportunity to talk to you. That was an easy thing to do. And I know why there's a winning model for you. I know why the Game Show Network has got you doing these shows and five seasons, 500 episodes and counting and so much more to come. It's because of your personality, how infectious you are. You bring a lot to all of the film projects you've done, the series that you've been involved with. And that's why anybody would say yes. I just wanted to say that to you, to pay you a compliment. And a fun question to wrap up, my friend, when it comes to other game shows out there, if you had a chance to host it, one that you haven't done or one that you grew up with as a kid, which one would you choose?
I like Password. I just think that was a great, great game. Really interesting, intense, fun, funny. Takes talent to play. I just loved it. I love that show.
Right on. Well, I tell you what, it is split second. The season premiere was on April 17th. Catch Michael Higgins, 6:30 p.m. That's our time, Central Standard Time, airing weekdays on GSN. Stay connected to his wonderful career because outside of GSN, more projects coming his way. My friend, I appreciate you so much. This second go-around was fantastic.
Thanks, Josh. I'll be back if you have me back for the next show.
Hey, it'll always be a yes from me, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care.